Well, my doctor told me to call the Cedars-Sinai Comprehensive Cancer Center to make an appointment. And when I did, the receptionist was a little less than accommodating. She said, "Oh yes, I have your name down here, Miss Weenie." And I said, "No, that's Sweeney." And she said, "Yes, Miss Weenie." And I said, "No, that's Sweeney." And she said, "That's a weird name, Weenie." And I said, "No, it's not, because it's Sweeney." And she said, "Oh yes, I have you down here. Now, I'm sorry, I can't make an appointment for you at this time, because it turns out that your cancer is this very, very rare type of cervical cancer, and they have sent all of your slides over to the UCLA Pathology Department, where they are studying that type of cancer there." I said, "Oh, really? Wow, that's interesting. Well, is there some way we could get those slides back so I could make an appointment, so, you know, I could get rid of this cancer?" And she said, "Well, our courier service is taking a very long time." And she really couldn't predict when the slides could be back. And I said, "Well, certainly there must be something we could do to help expedite this process." And after a moment, she said, "Well, I suppose if you'd like to pick them up." And I thought, I bet she's never asked anyone else to pick up their own slides ever. But I said, "Well, coincidentally, I will be at the UCLA Cancer Center tomorrow, and I suppose I could hop over to the pathology building and pick up my slides." And without seeming to blink an eye or note the irony in the statement, she agreed. The next day, I took Mike to chemo and left him in the chemo lounge, and I set about to get my slides. Well, at UCLA, the pathology building is this big 8-story building, and it's not set up to have any regular person walk into it. I mean, there is no reception area, there's no directory of doctors, there's no nothing like that. And I found myself walking up and down these hallways and finally going through these doors marked "greens only, no public admittance." And in fact, everyone was wearing green lab wear and masks, and the hallways were lined with what looked to me like Tupperwares filled with lungs. And I was just trying to get someone to recognize me as an alien. And finally this woman did, and I said, "Yes, my name is Julia Sweeney, and I'm looking for my slides." And she said, "Oh, what research project are you working on?" And I said, "No research project, they're just slides of me, they're me, they're me." And she said, "Oh, nobody picks up their own slides." And I said, "Yeah, that's what I thought." And she looked on this computer program and she said, "Yes, your cancer is being studied by a Dr. Yao Fu, and he's up on the 8th floor." Well, I went up to the 8th floor and I found Dr. Fu's office door and I opened it. And it was like something out of a movie set. I mean, there were books piled high to the ceiling, and this Xerox machine next to a filing cabinet overflowing with files, next to this microscope, and peering over the microscope was Dr. Fu. And I said, "Excuse me, Dr. Fu? Yes, my name is Julia Sweeney, and I'm looking for my slides." And he said, "Oh, what research project are you working on?" And I said, "No research project, they're just slides of me, they're my slides." And he said, "Oh, nobody picks up their own slides." And I said, "Yeah, that's what I thought." And he said, "Wait a minute, what you're saying to me is that you have this cancer." And I said, "Yes." And he said, "Oh my goodness, that's incredible. You know, I have been studying this very rare type of cervical cancer here at UCLA for the past 20 years, and, you know, I get these profiles of people and I get these slides, but I've never actually met someone who had the cancer." And I said, "Oh, well, Dr. Fu, here I am." And he said, "Gosh, rare type of cervical cancer. There have only been 50 diagnosed cases that we know of so far in the whole world, and none of them died." And I said, "Oh, I feel so lucky." And he said, "Gosh, do you mind if I take you out for a cup of coffee?" And I said, "No." And so we did go get a cup of coffee. And he told me all about his research and all about his theories and all about him. And I told him all about me. And at one point, he took this torn AT&T envelope out of his back pocket and he put it on the table. And he drew my reproductive organs on it. And he kind of explained to me what was going to be happening. And at one point, he said, "Are you sad about losing your fertility?" Only, he said, "fertility." And I said, Yeah, I am sad about that, but, you know, I'd rather live. He said, yes, living is better. And so we left there, and on the way back, he even squeezed my arm and told me what a wonderful time he'd had. And it was really true. We actually had had the most enjoyable afternoon. And so I figure, if I have to be the kind of girl who they ask to pick up her own slides when they would never ask anyone else to pick up their own slides, and if I have to be the kind of girl who they always forget at Starbucks, then at least I'm the kind of girl who gets to meet people like Dr. Fu.